17 minutes to 10 here on ABC Southeast, and it's December. And as such, it's our last check-in for the year with the local men's sheds. With me now is Peter Hennis from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Connor, and good morning, listeners.
I see that the Mount Gambier Men's Shed have been busy, much like Santa's elves, making toys for Christmas. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, the men's shed have made around about 130 handmade wooden toys, and these were donated. The mayor came down not so long ago, and we actually started off the mayor's Christmas appeal by donating these toys to them. There's various different types in there, hopefully for ages 1 to 5 we're sort of catering for. And
That sounds like quite intricate work.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Not intricate, but a lot of fun.
What sort of toys are we talking?
We've got some tip trucks there. We've got a log trucks there. We've got...
sounds pretty intricate to me.
Actually, it's a bit like a beer pong type thing where you throw the ping pong ball into cups on a stand.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's okay for kids and families to play with. We've got another one where we've done cradles for girls and so forth at various times.
And how many toys are we talking?
Well, this year about 130, but I think since we've been doing it, I reckon be getting over 1,000 by now.
Yeah.
Well and truly,
I'd imagine you guys get particularly busy at all the men's shed around this time of year. Over in Millicent, I believe the metal workshop is now completed. What's in store there?
Yeah, the metal workshop's installed. It's going to have an official opening in the new year, and that is courtesy of a grant from the Industrial Resources SA. So that'll be up and running in the new year.
Mm. And interestingly, the shed is now giving their expertise and facility to manufacture parts for a World War II observation aircraft that's being repaired.
Yeah, that's a very interesting one. I think, I believe they've been approached and by this gentleman, and it's a World War II observation aircraft. And it's being repaired and restored for, I believe they're going to even take it back to actually flying. So, they're hoping to do quite a bit of work with that.
And over in Kingston, the men over in Kingston have been busy with the shed doing a number of things for the council, including, again, festive, making 20 Christmas trees with lights attached and repairing other Christmas decorations around the place.
Yeah, the Christmas trees that they've been making are basically made out of old pallets and so forth that they've got. And they've also had Santa's sleigh in. decided to bring it into Kingston to get a grease and oil change over there. So it's ready for the big day.
You blokes love Christmas, don't you?
Oh,
you
get it
for Christmas.
Yeah.
Narracourt, though, they're looking to next year. They're doing an interesting job leading up to next Anzac Day.
Yeah, 200 crosses the council are making with names on them. And they're for the Anzac Day coming up so that... the council can use them to put them out onto the ground and people can see the number of people in that area that were actually killed in Anzac.
Yeah, because you guys, you get involved in quite a broad range of projects, which I really like about the clubs. The Tintinara Club took on a massive job. What is a toy farm shed?
What is a toy farm shed?
Yeah, I reading that they're, and apparently they were like, don't ask us to build another one, but a pretty big job over there.
Well, I have no idea what it actually is. It's a job that they had to do. From what I can gather, it was a small farm for a child so that they can use it to... play with. When they made it up, they put the house on there and they put the animals on there and they put the trees and the fences and so forth. And the way the fellow was talking about it, it was a big job and they enjoyed doing it, but they don't want to do it again.
That's fair. And some big news over in Haywood. The lads over there won an award.
They did. As I mentioned last time I was on air, they were in to get a Victorian Public Health Care Award. And as people have probably recognised over the time that I've been doing this, they are doing a lot of stuff for the hospital over there. They do Meals on Wheels. They do lots of different things in that shed. Not the traditional stuff that other people do, but it's what they do over there. And so they were nominated for this award. And on the 19th of November, they had to go over there, and they got first in that award.
And while they were over there. A public health care award.
Yeah, and while they're over there, Terry, who is pretty prominent over there, and he was also inducted into their Hall of Fame for 30-odd years of service. So, wow. Well done, Terry.
Absolutely. Good on you, Terry. And then kind of staying over that area of the region, a new shed has joined the ranks over in Western Victoria.
Yes, I approached the Portland Men's Shed and asked them if they'd like to come on board. They're sort of right on the edge of the ABC southeast area. Sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. And it's welcome to their shed for coming along. They're doing quite a bit over there with personal odd jobs that they're doing. And the Uniting Church is... I've given them a little bit of a donation to put some roller doors in over there. So, and they've been making some Christmas trees for the St. John's School Christmas exhibition that they have over there.
There you go. Good on the blokes over in Portland, who we do a lot of stories in. So good morning to the listeners there. And I do love you guys have got so involved in Christmas. And I think for a lot of places, you know, they maybe couldn't get along without some of the work you're doing, and especially the toys here in Mount Gambier. Are you all taking a break over Christmas, or any sheds open over Christmas?
Most of them are taking a break. I mean, yeah. Mount Gambier shed is from the 19th of December to the 17th. You've got Casterton shed. They're not coming back until they're off on the 14th of December. With other sheds are the 18th to the 6th. So it sort of varies as to what each shed is doing.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to mention that there is a the Mount Gambier shed are getting involved in a thing at a local business out towards the north end of town tonight for the kids with they do it for Christmas and Easter and a few other things for Mother's Day, Father's Day. So there's a Christmas one out there tonight. So worth going out there for the kiddies to get involved with that one.
There you go. And listening to all the work you guys do over the year, a well-earned break you've got coming up over Christmas. This is our last conversation of the year. We've only ever had two conversations, and I've enjoyed both of them. Thanks very much for coming in and letting people know what's been going on all year. And we'll have you back again in January.
February, Connor.
February.
I've already handed it in to Josh out there.
And, oh, great.
We'll see you in February. Merry Christmas to everyone, and Happy New Year, and we'll see you in the new year.
There you go. Good on you, Peter. Thanks very much. Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed.